from the Roe Westbrook Auburn Studios, it's Middays with Mannix and Mannix.
It seems like you have a tenuous grasp on the English language in general.
Well, filibuster.
With Jeff Mannix.
If it were a 1 out of 5 thing, and it is, what would you give me? The obvious 5-star rating, or would you be a liar?
And Taylor Mannix.
It's sort of like going from prime rib to, I don't know, weird brother of prime rib.
Call 207-775-2217 or 1-866-811-9505.
You're a good guy, my friend.
That means brother in French. I don't know why I know that. I took 4 years of Spanish.
You know hermano?
Hermano is brother in Spanish. As in, hey, hermano.
Middays with Mannix and Mannix begins now. Here's Jeff and Taylor.
You are going to fail and bomb and gag and fail and bomb.
Yella, let's go.
Good afternoon. Welcome into our Nosh Lunch Hour. Looking for a new flavor? Try Nosh Tacos that is bringing the bold flavors of Baja California to Portland, Maine. Fresh ingredients, chill vibes, and large margs. Five Canal Plazas, where you'll go to get the best taco the city has to offer. Open Mondays from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Tuesday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. You can also order online at noshtaco.com. And tune in every Wednesday at 12:30 to hear from Kevin and Nick of Nosh and have a chance to win a $25 gift card to Nosh Kitchen Bar by guessing the wrestler that's on display on the taps at the bar. Speaking of wrestling, the Vacation Land Cup happening at the Colisée in Lewiston this Saturday night from Limitless Wrestling, and one of the main events is a Legends match between Scotty Too Hotty and our guest joining us right now, Dirty Dango. Dirty, what's going on, man? How are things?
What's going on, man? How are you? It's weird to hear a Legends match. I mean, my career, it's 25 years, started here in Maine, and all of a sudden now, blink of an eye, I'm a legend, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, man, well, and you've really helped influence a lot of the scene. We've talked to a lot of guys leading up to talking with you today and leading into this Vacation Land Cup to build the excitement, and all of them have said how much you and Scotty Too Hotty giving back to Limitless in Maine has really influenced other wrestlers. What have you seen since your time starting in Maine wrestling to where it is now, going to be up at the Colisée tomorrow? How has Maine wrestling grown since you first got this going, my man?
Yeah, so when I started in 1999 at a bar called The Asylum, which is now Aurora. I think Aurora is that.
Aura is what it's Aurora. Called now. Yes, yeah, Aura. So yeah.
It used to be The Asylum. Remember the old Asylum, the biker bar down there?
Oh, you bet.
So that was my first match in 1999. And back in 99, until about 5 or 6 years ago, there was a strict boxing and professional wrestling athletic commission. So that kind of weeded out, a lot of independent wrestling here in Maine, because you needed EMTs on site and it was really expensive to run shows up here. So there's only really one company that ran EWA up here in Maine. So back to your question, I've seen the indie scene grow so much since the commission has been, they got rid of the commission up here. So now Limitless started running and the local talent here is just unbelievable. A lot of guys coming up from Massachusetts and, all across the East Coast. So Limitless is one of the best indie companies out there today.
Yeah, and obviously they've been around now for almost 10 years. Tell me about it, because I'm sure you've been around here from the beginning in certain ways. So like, how's the growth been for Limitless?
They started 10 years ago, and a lot of the guys and girls they were bringing in are now champions in AEW, WWE. So Randy, the promoter, who's a young kid, he's got a real knack and he's got his finger on the pulse of the indie scene, of kind of the up and coming hot names on the indie scene. So a lot, if you go look at some of the old videos or YouTube clips of some of the talent, MJF, a lot of guys like that, Randy was bringing in years ago. It kind of reminds me of ECW back in the 90s, where Paul Heyman was bringing in the Malenkos and Mick Foley. Kind of, the hot indie names. Randy brings them all in. And the legends, I guess, with myself.
Well, and let's talk a little about tomorrow, Vacation Land Cup. You are battling Scotty Too Hotty. What do you expect that environment to be like up there? I'm going to be there. I can't wait to watch the show. I'm very excited to see it all go down. But what's your expectations of Lewiston when you get up there tomorrow?
I think my second match, and maybe my second through 15th match, was up in Lewiston in Auburn. EWA used to run the Armory up there. We ran the Auburn Armory, I think it was. So a lot of my first matches were up in Lewiston and Auburn. So, you know, my first ever live show I ever watched was at the Colisée back in, what was it called back then? It wasn't the Colisée. It was like the Mid-State.
Oh, back then
like
it would have been the Central Maine Civic Center, I'm guessing.
Yeah, the hockey team, the old hockey team used to play there.
Yep. The old Lewiston Maniacs, so you bet.
Yeah, yeah. So that was the first ever pro wrestling show I went to as a kid, was at that venue. So that this venue has a really special place in my heart. And as far as Scotty goes, we have some personal issues that I'm not going to get to into here on the radio. Kind of stems back to our, you know, our careers in WWE. I'm actually, I don't know if they've announced it yet, but I'm challenging Scotty to a Lewiston street fight. Maybe this is breaking news right here, but the match between Scotty and myself, which isn't one of the main events, it is the main event, is going to be a street fight. So there you go. You can put it out on the dirt sheet.
A Lewiston street fight? What kind of rules does that deal in your long career? Have you ever been a part of something like a Lewiston street fight?
I've been in a lot of street fights, but never a Lewiston street fight.
Huh.
Those are the meanest of street fights.
Meanest of street fights. Very interesting. And yeah, kind of, I will admit to being, I guess, a little intrigued as to a falling out with Scotty Too Hotty.
Yeah, I'm not going to spill the beans here on your show.
Okay.
But there's a little bit of animosity between the two of us. And tomorrow we're going to see who walks out of that Lewiston street fight.
Yeah, gonna try to settle it there with the Lewiston street fight. So are we talking basically like no holds barred, no kind of rules? Like, what's the deal?
You remember when Muhammad Ali fought with Sonny Liston at this venue?
Sure.
It's going to be similar to that, I think, and I'm Muhammad Ali, obviously.
Very nice.
Wow.
Quick fall is what we're talking
about. Well, so I guess fans like myself have a lot to look forward to tomorrow. Well, look, I mean, we look at the rest of the card, too. How excited are you to just be a part of what's going to happen there again, wrestling back in Lewiston and the fact they called you and you have the opportunity to be a part of this? I mean, how excited is it for you just personally on a personal level to have a, you know, a role in this?
Well, I mean, if you look at the card, there's a lot of great talent, ex-WWE guys, a lot of great Limitless homegrown talent, Ace Romero, et cetera, et cetera. Dijak's coming back, obviously Scotty and myself. I think Tony Atlas is going to be there, which is a local main legend. I just saw him at the airport last week. So it's kind of a, you know, the who's who of the main scene here over the last 25, 30 years. But I'll be honest with you, I don't really care about the rest of the card. I'm only really worried about the Lewiston street fight. That's what I got my, you know, my priority on there.
Well, that makes an awful lot of sense there. Dirty Dango taking on Scotty Too Hotty in a Legends match tomorrow night as part of the Vacation Land Cup at the Colisée in Lewiston. Doors open at 6. They ring the bell at 7 for the first match. Get your tickets now because they are going very, very quickly. Dirty Dango, thanks so much for joining us. I know you've got real life stuff to handle here today.
I'm gonna leave you with two things. Okay?
Let's do it. Yes.
One, there is no commission left here in the state of Maine, so someone's gonna bleed tomorrow night between Scotty and myself. And the other is, why the hell is Rich Hill coming back to the Red Sox? Is that true?
That is an actual rumor right now. I mean, again, look, man, he said that he had just finished coaching his kids' Little League, and apparently now they're working out a potential minor league deal. So he would be in Worcester.
Wow.
Wouldn't be on the Sox, but he'd be pitching for the Woo Sox, and he'd be with the Big Three for a little bit, which would be interesting. But, I mean, 44 years old, I don't know how he's doing it.
Maybe I'll go back to WWE then.
Yeah, I was going to say, if Rich Hill can do it, so can you, right?
All right, guys, tomorrow night, Lewiston street fight, Scotty Too Hotty, Dirty Dango, be there.
Can't wait,
very
man.
Good.
Thank
can't
you,
wait. Thanks
Lewiston
so much.
Street fight, bro. Great to hear from you, Dirty. Yep. Wow, Lewiston street fight up in Lewiston tomorrow. Scotty Too Hotty, Dirty Dango.
That's
personal issues. There's going to be blood. I don't know if you haven't gotten your ticket. I don't know how you haven't already.
My
dude,
goodness,
I got mine now.
See, now I'm upset that I'm working tomorrow night.
It's gonna be a hell of a match.
Yeah,
Limitless Wrestling. I mean, credit to Randy. We had Randy on here, and you know, I love how he spoke highly of him because Randy was so impressive. We had him in here. I can't wait for the show tomorrow. Really glad we've had the chance to have these guys on this week and kind of talk about it, because now that we know officially that it's a Lewiston street fight up there tomorrow, it's going to be absolute mayhem.
Oh, yeah. Take some video and send it to me tomorrow.
Well, I'm laughing. What did you guys call the big brawl up at the call? I remember with the Lewiston Maniacs.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you guys call
so
that?
That was with the Bay Como Dracar, and it was a term coined by my good friend Rob Kennedy. Oh, come all ye hateful.
So we maybe have a little bit of reminiscent of Oh, Come All Ye Hateful there tomorrow.
Yes.
Between Scotty and company. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
We're going to get a little bit of that going. We're going to get a little bit of Liston Ali. God, I don't know how you're not excited for
it. I know. I mean, the alternative, Anthony Green was on here yesterday talking about when he wins his belt back, as he said he was going to do the Muhammad Ali pose. So we shall see. Should be a fun night. But thanks to Randy Carver and everybody from Limitless Wrestling for having their stuff here and letting us promote it a little bit. It's certainly been fun. We're going to take a timeout. We'll come back as we continue on the Nosh Lunch Hour. We'll open the phone lines for you next. It is Middays with Mannix and Mannix.